It don't have a picture.
For sure. Wow.
Hello, 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 hello. How are you? Hello, hello. Hi, I am Chef Nisi with That's So Good, Episode 6, Food and Women's Empowerment. And I have a special guest today, Miss Shaheem Clark Hubbard.
Hi, well,
hello.
So good.
Yes. I am so happy to see you today. How have you been?
I'm doing good.
That's
I'm
good.
Good. I'm pushing through. It's been a good day so far.
Good. Early bird gets the worm. So you've been up, I've been up, and now we're here full of energy. Right. Let's give some of that energy to the friends and family and to our viewers.
That's right.
So, Shaheem, Miss Hubbard, tell me a little bit about you. Who is Shaheem Clark Hubbard?
Okay, so we're so comfortable since last.
I think
we just, yes, my name is Shaheem Clark Hubbard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I serve as Alderwoman of the 26th Ward in the city of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I'm a wife, I'm a mother of five, I'm a sister, daughter, auntie, favorite TT. I love that title. Community member. I love my church, all of that. But just for the rest of the thing, while we talk, since I'm ready to get so comfortable with you, sis, mm-hmm. I want you to just call me Mimi.
Mimi.
Just call me Mimi.
Okay,
family calls me Mimi.
Mimi, so you call me Nene.
Okay, Mimi and Nene.
Mimi and Nene. Oh, Mimi and Nene. So this show is going to be about food and women's empowerment, because see, women need to empower each other, you know, lift each other up sometimes, you know, and it's all about the women, because the women make the world go round. I got tongue tied on it because that's how important we are. I just couldn't get it all out. We do so much. But girl, let's talk about how we met. You know, I remember when I first met you, mm-hmm. and I was just beginning my catering business at Better Family Life. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Better Family Life.
Yeah.
And Miss Joy Kemp, she's your cousin. She's your aunt. Uh-huh. I'm so sorry.
She's
aunt.
One of my favorite TT. She can't have that.
Okay, so Aunt Joy, you the favorite TT, okay?
Right.
So I met Miss Joy as she was working there, and she let me know that you were running for Alderman Lady and that you needed some assistance with getting some food together for your guests and everybody that came out and voted for you. I was like,
no,
oh.
That was the kickoff. I wasn't even, that was the campaign kickoff.
The campaign kickoff. So you
event.
Was, see, you was doing stuff before you even started.
Right.
So that being said, that was my first opportunity outside of Better Family Life.
I cannot believe it.
Like, I was all serious, like, okay, I got this event and I gotta go do this. So I was, thank you for letting me come outside and being able to have that experience to set up and feed the public.
I would never known that was your first event.
That was my first event. And I think that was in 2019. The beginning of 2019.
January 22nd. I ended up finding the pictures. I was like, let me find these pictures of me and Nene. I mean, let me find
Thank
these
you.
Pictures of me and Nene, because, like I said, you were amazing. I would never have thought that was your first event.
That was my first
event.
That was
the
my
food,
first event.
Everything was amazing.
And it was for an alderman, as you can see. So I really did a good job.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I'm so happy that I got the experience to do some stuff with you. And I think you were telling me that you did hair as well.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. was a hairstylist. Yep. And so I remember all that stuff. So it's like you got many trades and talents. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about you and what you like to do and why you decided to become an alderman woman. What's the passion behind you wanting to be an alderman?
It's in my genes, sis. So I grew up watching my grandfather, Joseph Clark. He was the first, he was the alderman, rather, the fourth ward in the Ville.
Okay.
In the heart of the city.
Ville.
Yes. And then he became the first Black Black African American, period, director of public safety for the city of St. Louis. He was president of the NAACP,
Ooh.
Not just local chapters, but regional chapters. He fought all over the country for Black people and empowerment, what we're talking about.
Right.
And
see?
So watching him, and then in his retirement, if you want to call it that, because at that time, brothers and sisters weren't being accepted into unions,
mm-hmm.
he started an organization called Self-Help Housing, a corporation which mirrors, if I can give you an organization that it reminds me of now today, is Dream Builders. Shout out to Mike Woods and them at Dream Builders, the work they doing. But he was literally picking up brothers and sisters off the corners, teaching them the construction trades since they couldn't be in unions and stuff. And then they built houses that people still live in today in the Ville. So that was the legacy I grew up under and watched. And I had that really on both sides of my family, the people around me. One of my brothers, Keith and Stallings, always said, they will be what they see. I'm a testimony. And they will be what they see.
They will
and
be why, what they see. Ooh, that's a good one.
It's important for us to look what our kids seeing. But so that's where it came from. And then it just came natural to me to want to help people. And different levels bring different levels of resources. So somebody who wants to help the community, you want to continue to build yourself up and go to higher levels so that the level of resources will come in so that you can give back, because that's what it's ultimately about, giving back.
Giving back, exactly, with no type of benefit coming from it. When you give back, it's such a good feeling.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing
now. That's the benefit. That's
the benefit. The benefit is the feeling.
Yeah.
And then you can express that with people, and it's in your behavior. And it's like, I do a lot of cooking still, but now it's more of a community type of thing. I like, you know, seeing people get blessed. And if I can assist them with getting something big, or if I can reach out to organizations to help me help them, that's the benefit for me. And by you working with the community, I feel like you have an energy that people look up to you, you know, maybe younger women, because you do have young daughters such as myself. So we need to be doing stuff that make them want to be like us or have something to look forward to, because they don't always have to have a regular 9-to-5. It's always a gift within them that they can do something big. And by you just like, look at you. You know, look at you. Can y'all see this picture? See, look at her. So it's like, you know, when you're sitting up straight and looking nice and sophisticated and pronounced, that makes your children look up to us as mommies.
Yeah, but baby, let me tell you something. My children seen some other sides too, though.
I know, they seen all the sides, but this is what the public sees.
Yeah, the public probably seen some other sides too before I got to this, but that's all right. That's a testimony.
That's okay.
That's a testimony. And if you ain't never been through nothing, you can't help nobody else get through nothing.
No pain, no gain.
So, yeah, so you have to be, as long as you show up authentically and true to yourself and own up and take responsibility for yourself, that's what makes you elevate, come off to people, and people can relate to you more. And then they want to work with you and they trust you.
Yes.
And trust in the community is big.
Yes, they got to see you out there hands-on with the community, talking, networking, being a part of the everyday. You know, not being afraid to go down in them neighborhoods where everybody normally come from. A lot of these people come from the hood, the city, the areas where people are afraid of. But now those are the buildings that are nice and historical, and all the people are moving back out into the city. So it's like, don't sleep on the city, because that's where all the love and the unity is, you know, and they dispersed out into the counties. But the love
is systemic. In the city. A lot of us got to the county not by choice, but by design. And so a lot of us were uprooted from our communities that are amazing communities that have amazing legacy and history in them, like the Ville. I was born and raised in the Ville, and I lived in the city all my life. What I will say is I lived in U City, right, like a block away from the city, like right behind the loop, those apartments.
Shout out to U City. My father's from U City.
Shout out to Lonzo Lee.
Hey, daddy.
But I lived there. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't even put in my lease. I had to get back to the city. And I was a block away. I just love my city.
Because they so personable. They out doing stuff and playing and just being friendly. It's more, everybody's so uptight a lot. But, you know, that's
why. The county's good, though. Listen, these lines gotta, at some point, the lines gonna get broken.
Yeah, they do.
And we gonna work together. And when we do, wow. Could you imagine? You know, I mean, a lot of this stuff, they don't do because we ain't coming to the city, or we ain't doing it because we ain't coming to the county.
Because it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Or they make it sound, but regionally, if we really came together and worked together, which I think a lot of people that are in position now want to do,
I would love to do that.
It's gonna be a shift that would be.
I would love for everybody to just merge together and just show how St. Louis is so St. Louis. We're the show me state. So we need to show all these other states how good we are and how we could be unified and build communities and empower women. Let's start getting along with women and being nice. Smiling,
supporting,
yes,
lifting, you know, and encouraging,
and volunteer information, be a resource.
Yeah,
golly, just give me a number that can help me.
Yeah,
oh god, you know, what I mean, numbers that save my life.
Listen, and it's really a responsibility. I tell people all that when you're sharing information just like this, if you're watching this and you're just watching it, you haven't shared it, you need to share it. Sharing is the responsibility that you have to carry on whatever you learn and whatever you're taking in. You, it might reach you one way, but guess what? It's going to reach somebody else a different way.
Yes.
And the blessing of it being on something like podcasts, social media, things like this, is even if somebody not catching it right now, it's been so many things, sis, that I catch in the middle of the night or something like that, mm-hmm. that was live, but I might not have received it live like I was receiving it when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So it be, if that you hear it at the right time, you hear everything at the right time,
right.
And when it blesses you, you have a responsibility to share it because it's going to bless somebody else. So.
And exactly, like, you know how you watch movies over and over again, let's say The Color Purple or Harlem Nights. Mm-hmm. I bet you if you watch it right now, it's something in there that you missed.
Yeah.
It's something in there that you've missed. So it's like everything is in order.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a couple of questions for you. Not too many. You know, we're not going to keep everybody too much longer, but mm-hmm. we just want to get to know Shaheem.
Mm-hmm.
Let people know.
I thought you were going to call me Mimi.
I'm sorry, Mimi.
Mimi. Mimi.
Oh,
it's
I'm so
Mimi
sorry.
And Nene show.
See what I'm saying? That's going to be in season two. You hear me? Season two is coming up soon, so be looking out for that. We're planting the seed.
Okay.
We're planting the seed. So, the women that has empowered you in your life,
mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that. Who has inspired you other than your family? Let's not mm-hmm. speak about family because, you know, our women, our mothers, our aunts and all that and grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any outside entity that has helped assist you with standing up straight?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you asked me not to, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention my mama.
See?
Especially because I don't have her with me right now. I'm just going to be honest.
Okay.
And I just recently, you know, it's new to me. So it's still times when I think she here and I feel her. You know what I'm
She's
saying?
She's here right
and
now.
And I know she here. And I know that if not but for her, any other woman around me probably wouldn't have made the difference that they did because I had an amazing example to look into, an amazing example to fall on my knees to,
mm-hmm.
an amazing example to get beat up and whooped by, an amazing example to get corrected by because that's one of the things that my mother did with love, but she corrected you. She didn't let it go. And that made me look at people and accept people and other women, not thinking that they would be her. But she had a bar that was set that makes me really read and, you know, be around people and know, acknowledge what the fact that maybe they are this way, maybe they are that way, but you accept them and you meet them where they are. Now, mind you, I was a licensed cosmetologist in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I am. But I've been there for 27 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how many different women is sat in my chair?
Different personalities.
Different personalities, different all that. So I have been molded by every last woman that has sat in my chair because I have learned something. And what I tell people and talking to them
mm-hmm.
and also training, not to talk about what we talked about, but sometimes I learn what not to do. And
exactly.
That's for anything.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
for anything.
Yes.
So I learn and watch everybody. I don't take a second for granted. I don't take any kind of interaction for granted because I know that it's by design.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, again, that I'm going to take something away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either going to be what to do, what not to do, or maybe do it kind of like that, but tweak it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And tweak it means perfect it.
What?
That's coming from Mimi.
That's coming from
she
Mimi.
She said tweak it.
Yeah,
so
tweak it.
In everything that we do in life, we tweak it because a woman tweaks everything she puts her hands
Ooh.
On. We extend everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we give us a piece of bread, we make a meal out of it.
Yes.
Give us a house, we make it a home. Give us a situation and we'll give it purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, the empowering of women is what our goal is today. But how does it go with food? How does empowering women go with food? Well, we gotta eat.
We gotta eat.
And so when it's time for you to get on the scene and be Miss Autumn Lady, what is your go-to food? What is your favorite food when it's time to go out there and be Miss Hubbard?
Oh, you gonna put me on the spot because
yes.
anybody watching that know me, know I love me some food, baby. I have my favorite foods, which is I love like Chinamen. I ain't talking about no restaurant or nothing, but I do kind of like hibachi, but I like Chinamen.
Okay.
And, you know, but I like to have food, you know, again, by us being women and mothers, we know how to make stuff stretch. So a pan of muscatelli, you know, you can feed a whole, you know, stuff like that. It's like,
muscatelli,
I know when we
okay.
order food for a event, it's like, we got us
Make it
naturally,
rich.
We want to make sure you have enough because you never want to run out of food on somebody. So
mm-hmm.
I love more than home enough. Cooked food. Yeah, I love home cooked food. What I don't like, people tease me all the time. I don't like salads, sis. I don't like nothing that go on a salad. I don't like no cold food. I want, if you bringing me some green, I want it hot. Green beans, greens, cabbage.
Uh-oh.
You know, something like
that's that.
That
food to keep you nice and
thick with it.
Mm-hmm. That's Mimi again. Okay, Mimi. See? Okay.
I ain't put no potato salad. People tease me. They be like, girl, no potato salad, no coleslaw, no chicken salad. No, I don't want none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you give me some good old home cooked hot food, it's going to ease up in the food.
And sit on that
laid out at the end.
Sit on that good.
Oh, yes.
So home cooked food is the go-to. That's what I do. I specialize in that because your daughter loves my macaroni and cheese. Every time I send her, you got some macaroni and cheese?
Mm-hmm.
But she'd be high. And I always knew her because she was in camp and dance class and stuff. So every time she was in that line walking down, she always got some macaroni and cheese. And I'll just be like, oh, that's Miss Shaheem doing.
Yes,
but she's beautiful. Right. All of them are beautiful.
See, I'm better fan of life as we speak.
Oh, okay. They still doing their programs and projects. I really, you know, still love them to this day. I miss not being able to, you know, be in the hallway and selling food to the people every day and meet new people. But again, this is a whole different level that I have excelled to where I'm feeding the community, engaging with people such as yourself, to where, you know, I have an audience now that I want to talk about getting to know the people that they might want to know, you know, and which is someone like you. You don't know who want to meet you, who looks up to you, and who's listening actually today.
Mm-hmm.
I have another question, and I know that it's not a topic that we want to continue to discuss, but it's been a part of our lives, and it's the pandemic. How has the pandemic interrupted your life as well as benefited it as well?
Well, clearly, I'm a people person. I like being out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So the quarantine is probably what hit me the most. And the thing about the pandemic is a lot of our problems and our struggles that we have in our communities, they was already there. The pandemic just ripped the little healing that we was trying to get going, the Band-Aid off, and it was an open, fresh room.
Mm-hmm.
And so you saw a greater need and a greater desire to be in community. But again, the quarantine shifted that where we couldn't be in a community. Well, now we opening back up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it taught you some time. A lot of people had time to really sit down and reflect on what they could do. And I think that it was a good thing that people are now coming together. They tiptoeing back out, but still being responsible, you know, with their tiptoe. And we see that we can do things differently. I mean, who would have thought that everything would have been virtual at one point?
And it made people smarter. It helped them learn how to be digital and learn how to just be grateful for what they already have because they can't get to the store. They can't. So now it's like what I already got. Let me work with what I already got. And that makes you grateful for the things that you already have. And that's why I decided to figure out what can I do to remain relevant and stay out of the public's eye during the pandemic. And this has benefited me to be able to do stuff like this. I never thought I'd be cooking and talking, you know, cooking and talking with the people that I fed already, which is fantastic to me. But what's coming up new for you? I know that you're doing alderman work, but is there any new project that you'll be working on? Anything that you want to mention that nobody knows about or some secret that you want to let us know that you got coming up this year that you didn't tell us about or your viewers?
You know, we,
I know, Mimi, I know Mimi got something in there. Come on, Mimi.
I always run around with something going on. I know. Well, first of all, I just want to congratulate you, sis. You, so what you're doing now, you feed more than our bodies. You feeding our minds and our souls. So,
thank you.
And that, and I, you know, I probably, if I think about it, just in talking to you in them hallways when you used to be feeding us, I could see it in you then because it was more than the food. It was definitely more than the food. And I'm being honest, some people, it's the food. And some people, they got the food, but the food ain't good. Your food good, your spirit good. And that's what makes the difference. And that's what's going to make you go beyond whatever your dream is.
Thank
you. And for me, I would say just staying on the ground. I have 2 more years till I have to run again. So honestly, I'm kind of gearing up, trying to think about what that's going to look like. Because in 2 years, when I run for re-election in 2023, the city will look different because we will have met the ward reduction. So whereas there are 28 wards, now there will only be 14 wards. the map, the cut up of the neighborhoods, everything is going to look different. I'm hoping that the neighborhoods won't be cut up, but the wards will look different.
Now, when you say wards, because I know a little bit, but to those that may not know, what is like wards? What does the ward represent and how can people find out more about the ward? Like, you know, I kind of don't know about it myself. So what ward do you represent? Like, what location is that in St. Louis?
So I represent, again, the 26th ward in the city of St. Louis, which is how I met you, because Better Family Life is in the 26th ward.
Okay.
So they are the lady, which means I am best so good, all the lady. Which I said out
loud. I'm so sorry.
And so, but I just give you a little, so the furthest southwest point is the Pear and Waterman.
Okay, okay.
And the furthest northeast point is Woe Community Center, Kings Highway and Martin Luther King, our beloved Sherman Park. And so if you just dive in between there, up Union, up Wells Bridge, Minerva, Page, Martin Luther King, Delmar, the Delmar Divide, Skinker to Bolivar, all the way over to, over in that area. Mm-hmm. That's the diversity, the level of diversity in the 26th ward. But the city of St. Louis is made up of 28 wards, which is why we have 28 aldermen. And if you want to know who your alderman in the city, the easiest way is to go to the Board of Elections website, the St. Louis Board of Elections website.
Okay. Board of Elections website. Mm-hmm. Y'all hear that? Board of Elections website.
And put in your address on it's like a tab that says find your polling place.
Okay.
Which is where you will vote. Shout out to voting. Voting is very important. Please get out and vote. Every election matters, not just presidential elections.
Yes.
But you type your address in and it'll tell you a plethora of information about elections coming up, where you vote, your precinct, your polling site, your alderman, and all that information that you need to know. But if you don't want to do all that, reach out to me because I'll look it up for you, because it's important for you to know.
Get it in me.
Yeah, it's important for you to know who is representing you and to do whatever you can to make sure that your voice is heard to that person.
Right.
And so with that being said, I'm just working on that. I'm staying transparent. I'm staying making myself accountable and available and totally accessible to not just the constituents of the 26th ward, but people in the city as a whole and anybody else that I can help connect them. Like you said, connect them with the number. You never know what a number will work.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, you know, I'm raising my family. My husband is doing well. He has a Hubbard cigar. He has Hubbard cigars.
Okay.
You might have heard anybody that smokes cigars. Shout out to Hubbard Cigar, him and my sister-in-law, Tamika.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I'm working with my sisters, Tracy, Barry McGee, and Yolanda Langford on the On Your Now Show.
Shout out to On Your Own Show. Yes, I'm going to get on there.
Chef Niecy. Niecy, my Nene, is going to be on the On Your Now Show soon, so we will be sharing that. But if you jump off of this, go and make sure you are following the On Your Now Show. We just got picked up by Network, because it's A.H. Andre Holman is starting the network.
Okay, Andre Holman.
Network,
okay.
So reach out and go follow the network. We got some amazing things coming up. I'm excited. I'm going to be on the red carpet with a microphone for the network for the Jew, because my sister, Lady O, one of the hosts, co-hosts of the On Your Now Show, and her fiance, Ozzy Smith. Y'all know who Ozzy Smith is.
Hey, Ozzy.
Her, Ozzy Smith, are co-chairs of the St. Jude Foundation's charity this year. So be looking out for all that stuff. And then down on the ground level, because that's where I love. I love one time Hill Harper said that the conversation he was having needed to be had at the community level. And so I use that because that's where you can find me now, at the community level, you know. And so for that, I definitely want to be specific in shouting out that this Saturday.
Yes, please do all your shout outs. Let everybody know whatever they need to know. They can let them be linked to you and the things that you're involved with.
They can follow me too for that. But you know, you can always follow me. But this Saturday in a new 26th, in the 26th ward at Sherman Park, right behind Woe Community Center, 1515 North Kings Highway, is a Spring Fest. And it's going to be given by District 5, our St. Louis Police Department's District 5, which is under the leadership of Captain Mike Mueller, which is who I work very closely with, because the 26th ward is in the 5th District, and Community Liaison Officer Jenkins. Amazing sister on the ground, you know. So this is a effort that's put on every year, but I'm so happy that this year that she chose to do it in the 26th ward. And this is an effort about getting out in the community and engaging. Ask your questions, get out there, talk to the officers, talk to the other people that they're bringing to the table mm-hmm. for this event in an open area, socially distancing. If you wear your mask if you want to, it'll be comfortable. But we want to make sure we offer these safe spaces for the community to come out and talk to each other instead of just going by what you see on the news That's or right. see on Twitter and pictures on social media. Mm-hmm. Get your own, do your own research, because, you know, that one side is never enough. You always need to
an opinion on everything because a genius is a genius because he asks questions.
That's right.
And if you're out there networking and building relationships, I mean, you never know how far you can go. It's That's all right. about building relationships and being out there in the public,
That's right.
in the public view, just so people can know who you are. Be personable, mm-hmm. you know, and show a good attitude. Because
mm-hmm.
I like to live by the motto, attitude of gratitude. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm grateful for every opportunity that has came my way. I'm grateful for just having the common sense mm-hmm. to do stuff. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, you have a brain for it and you'd be brain dead and mm-hmm. you just be walking around daydreaming. You literally got to be humble and realize who you are. And then my business has helped me realize who I am.
Yes. You and know, you were amazing. Shake yourself up on it.
I mean, I just didn't have a purpose at first. I mean, I was really? Just working. I didn't have a purpose. I was work. I had kids, working 9 to 5. I've always been in the culinary, but just waking up and going to work. I didn't know that I affected people. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that I could have new friends. I didn't know that I could talk to people like you and the mayor and go on the news. I didn't know I could do any of that because I started believing in myself. From having experiences, and experience build confidence.
Absolutely.
And I got that from a good friend of mine. Shout out to BC. So when you have experiences, you know, you go places and you do things, it builds your confidence. And that's why today I am sitting here with Miss Shaheem Clark Hubbard.
That, listen, that confidence gives you an open heart and an open mind to be able to receive everything.
Yes, because when you all like this, you know, you can't receive the blessings. Right. When you're being negative, you pushing it away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when I reached out to you, I haven't talked to you since 2019, maybe 2020. And just, hey, Shaheem, how you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind coming on my show? And it's just like, because I left a good impression, left a good taste in your mouth.
Absolutely did.
It made you
come. A good taste
in the mouth.
Shout
that was so good.
Taste. That was good.
I mean, I had a lot of food. You had a whole buffet.
Yeah,
we had a lot of stuff. I showed up and showed out on that day.
Well, that's what, hey.
But, you know, it's people like, you know, you and your attitude. And, you know, it reminded me of, hey, let me go interview her, because by me leaving that good taste in your mouth, you left one in my mouth. And I'm saying that because it's food related. So, you know, don't go there or whoever's
yeah,
thinking
that. They do this on them now.
But, you know, it's just like, that's the reason why I do this.
Yeah.
You know, it's because of the feeling. And you know, you've just been wonderful in the community. I've been watching you on the show. I've been looking at what you've been doing. So I've been doing a little lurking on your page prior to me interviewing you, you know. But other than that, it's like by me leaving that good taste in your mouth, you complied and said, yes, you would do it. And that's what I try to do. Be in a good mood with everybody when I meet them, have a good experience. So if I need them in the future, for whatever reason, I'll always be remembered.
Yeah.
And so I want you all to remember Ms. Clark, because she's going to let you know how to reach her, what links to, you know, go to just to know what she's doing every day and what's going on in the 26th Ward. So I'm going to leave that to you. So how can they reach you?
So they can reach, you know, before I say how they can reach me, something you said about you didn't want to make new, what I think you said, like not making no friends, you didn't meet new people or something like that. And I think that's something in our culture that we really need to attack. We need to cancel that. You know, we some no new friends and all that. That is ridiculous.
If I was saying
no new friends, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. If I was saying no new friends, I wouldn't be on the On Your Now show with Tracy Berry McGee and Lady O. If I was saying no new friends, I definitely wouldn't be in the position I'm in. So as a people, we need to cancel those kind of innuendos and those things that we say. We might say them, some people might just say them casually, but some people really feel that way.
They do.
And look at what you could miss if you ain't opening yourself up and opening your heart up. So, you know, you can follow me because I stay open on social media. No, I was just playing.
No pun intended.
I stay open on social media now. You know, and you know, I just got on social media for this campaign and stuff 2 years ago. So I only been on social media since 2019.
Right, so, I mean, that's good. You only do it for business
purposes.
I do it.
I stay on there. And when I have to come off, I come off, you know, because it's for a man. You do have to, you know, Dr. Punch, Lord, Dr. Punch, shout out. I am Dr. Punch, is all the lady too, and the tea and all the work they doing. But they told me once before, sometimes you have to take a break from all of that and just reconnect and listen to the God whispers. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what a God whisper is, I encourage you to go follow Dr. Punch and look at some of her podcasts on God Whispers. But you can follow me on social media at Facebook and Instagram at Shamim Clark Hubbard, my name. You can follow me on Twitter at SCHubbard26. And then I'm not on the other stuff yet. I'm somebody trying to get me on LinkedIn, and I'm gonna try to do it. But you know, I don't know why I'm so nervous about LinkedIn. And
it's,
then
it's okay. That's just leveling up. Yeah, you're gonna be on. You're gonna be this your LinkedIn profile,
right? That's a LinkedIn.
That's a LinkedIn.
But another thing I thought about after was talking about all this food. You know, making me hungry. But, mm-hmm. Did you
come? No, I didn't, but I will come bring it to you whenever you need it. So I'll leave you my information again. Okay. A more updated version of what I got going on, and I will deliver to you wherever you're at, your staff, you know, whoever you need to feed the kids.
Yeah.
We can do an event in the 26th ward.
Oh, that's why it made me see how distracted I got mm-hmm. by her good food job. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to tell y'all, especially speaking in the pandemic, is that still the pandemic is going on. Still there is a need. And I want to shout out People's Health Centers in the 26th Ward. I am People's Health Centers, all a lady too. And with the People's Community Action Corporation, they are still doing weekly food giveaways, and their food giveaways are Friday from 10 to noon at the People's Health Centers on Delmar, just west on Delmar of the Bolivar. You pull right up. You won't miss the line. You pull right up. You fill out a small card with just your name and the people in your household.
Okay.
You pop your trunk and they give you food and other things you may need. So that's been a blessing. You know, things are just ongoing in the community, and that's what we have to keep up and keep, again, sharing with the community. Sharing is caring, to get out. And that's how we are going to not only uplift, but empower each other, which is what you all about. And
That's right. Empowering, women's empowerment. And we're not going to leave out the men.
No, we can't leave out
the men. Because the men empower the women.
Father's Day coming.
Father's Day is coming. So I will have a Father's Day giveaway and a Juneteenth giveaway. So stay tuned for that. You got anything planned for Juneteenth?
If I get to lining up these Juneteenth events, we might go on for a whole another podcast. You gotta follow my page. Go on my page and look at the different flyers. There's so many. There's no reason for you not to engage in Juneteenth this year. There's so many amazing events going. Please follow and engage in.
Yes. And again, I thank you for who tuned in. Thank you for listening. And again, the word for today is attitude of gratitude. Amen. You know, be grateful for what you already have, and the universe will strategically put it right in your lap. Yeah. Wait on God's whispers.
That's right. That's what you got to get on here, Dr. Punch.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get Dr. Punch. Thanks again, Shaheen.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
The Mimi and Nene show
coming soon for season 2. But again, I thank you so much for having a beautiful spirit coming out to talk with me. It's been a wonderful talk, and I am so happy that you came to see me. And I just want to say thank you over and over again, because I never know what's going to come from this. We just planted the seed for Mimi and Nene, so.
Again, got the attitude of gratitude.
That's right. She got her little juice. I got my little bottle of water, but that's okay. That's that Mimi straw. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and I love you, and thank you so much. Goodbye. Good podcast with Chef Niecy and we said at the same time.
Food and women's empowerment. That's what you said.
Right, yeah. Food and women's empowerment, yeah. Episode 6. We got to say it at the same time.
Okay. She says that's so good. Mm-hmm. And then we both say food.
Episode 6, food and women's empowerment.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.